I want to welcome each one here this morning. It's good to have some of you that have been gone back, and it's good to have our visitors here. It's a special service this morning, celebrating the Lord's Supper. And maybe to start off with, let's just stand together for a word of prayer. Our kind Heavenly Father, we come before Thee again this morning. We thank You again for this beautiful day. We thank You for the opportunity to be together like this and to share together. And we pray Your blessing on each one here. Pray for those that can't be here for various reasons, those that are sick or whatever the needs are, just pray Your blessing and protection over each one. Just help us as we share together today, hear Your word, that we might help us to open our hearts to Your Spirit and to let You work in each of our hearts. We just want to commit this time to You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. So the order of the service this morning, the first thing we're going to do here is one of my favorites. That's a blessing on a little one. We've been blessed with some little ones here recently. And so this morning, Matt and Sarah are bringing little Carolina Francis up in just a little bit. And it's, I think, probably a couple things that stand out to me. One is it's just the recognition. We have a big group, and we get an opportunity to, it's easier for me to keep track. And it's such an important part of our church and our future. So whenever you're ready, Matt, you can come on, you can come forward, and we will do this. And afterwards, they've asked Grandpa Miller to have the prayer, and then Kevin will have another song then. Matt and Sarah, in the presence of God and this congregation, do you recognize Carolina Francis as a gift entrusted to you by God to love, to cherish, and to train in righteousness? And do you pledge yourselves by the grace of God to be diligent and patient beyond the call of duty to bring this child up in the fear and admonition of the Lord through consistent teaching and a living Christian example? And is it your desire to share your responsibilities with this congregation by inviting their prayers, counsel, and encouragement? So to the congregation, are you as a congregation willing to submit yourselves to Matt and Sarah in surrounding this child with grace, love, prayers, and patient teaching by word and deed? And would you indicate your affirmation by standing to your feet?
Let's pray. Lord God in heaven, You are the giver of all good gifts. And one of the best gifts You give to us is these little ones. And Lord, we thank You this morning for little Caroline. And Lord, we just pray a special blessing on Matt and Sarah as they bring her up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and that she can be a blessing in their lives and in their family. And Lord, we just thank You that You have provided us with so many good things. And we thank You for those that surround us with love and understanding and help and blessing as we need it. And we just, again today, just want to lift our hearts to You with thanksgiving for all Your goodness to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus, the Nazarene. We sang that song this morning. Are we standing here amazed in his presence? Are we just blessed with the opportunity to be here this morning? Recently, the other night, for some reason, I was looking through some sermons and online, and I came across Pablo Yoder's. And I didn't listen to the whole one, but it stood out to me. Because most of you know Pablo, at least to some degree or another. And he was a man that lived life to the fullest. He was a man that, I was with him one time and there was a body of water there, and he said, "You mean we're out here and we're not going to go swimming?" And he did. He went. He let out in it. He was a man that loved nature, that was thrilled when he found some kind of a weird little bug, and he'd figure out how uniquely it was made. And there's books. He wrote books. He was a man that had a passion for God. And it just blessed me. You know, today he is enjoying something way beyond what he loved here. And I looked at something popped up on my phone recently, some pictures, and I got to looking at it, and I don't know how they got there, but they were pictures of our congregation in 2009. So I went but they weren't all there. There were calendar pictures. I don't know how they got. I'm not sure what happened, but so I went and found the 2009 calendar, and I looked through that calendar, and it was sobering. There's a lot of changes in 2009. That's 17 years, approximately, I think, if I did my math right. So as it went down through the calendar, you know, there's a lot from here that were here then that are on the other side. There is also there's quite a few that are left for different reasons, various reasons, some that's just moved. So let's look at that, and then we look at these little ones that we had here this morning. And you know, in another 17 years, things are going to change a lot here. The front bench here, that the ones that are 12 years old are going to be 29 years old. They'll be sitting back there with little ones on their laps, possibly, Lord willing. The little ones will be already a couple benches back. Things change quickly. Life is short. So, thinking about that, what's important about life? What really matters? And my mind went to the first and greatest commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind and strength. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And as we look at history, as I look back at my own life, and I think as I pondered this, you know, what is really important? What have I done? My mind went to 1 John chapter 3. And I'm just going to read a few verses out of, 3 and 4. Maybe I'll just do 4. John chapter 4, verse 7, very familiar verses. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifest, the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God and dwelleth in him, and he in God, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us, and God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. So there, I think that follows right on with the first and greatest and the second commandment. And, you know, as we look at history, as we look at church life, as we look at the churches around us, as we look at our own church, what is our focus? What really matters? What would those on the other side looking back tell us this morning? What would they tell us is really important? You know, sometimes I think we put importance, we put we raise a bar that we feel here is what's important, here is what shows where, here's a line that puts you here, and then we focus on that, and in the process, there's a lot of casualties. There's a lot lost. And I confess myself, as I look back in my own short life, it's unfortunately, as I look at the timeline, it's a lot of it's gone. But it's I believe I've done my share. And I want to just acknowledge that this morning and say I'm sorry. I want to focus on what God really wants, what really matters, and to fill my responsibilities where God has called me, where I'm at, in the time that I have, in the best way I can, to his honor and glory. And wherever if I've hurt someone, or if I've failed, or if I've not followed this. And if somebody wants to bring a specific to me, I'll be happy to clear that. But I want to say in general, I'm sorry, and also be open to the Brotherhood's input, because I believe I want to be in a place. My desire is to be in a place that when I get to the end, that I have fulfilled and kept the most important things first, and not let circumstances, not let peripherals, not let other things tear us apart. And you know, I was so blessed by the sermon last Sunday that Brother Jonathan shared. Can God use, I think the title was, Can God Use Me or Can God Use Us? I'm not sure what it was, but Can God Use Me? Can God use me? Can God use you? Maybe that's what it was. But can God use you? And do I make myself the judge of who God can use or who he can't? But can I let God do that? Can I put my whole heart into what I'm doing? And can we love as Christ loved? You know, I heard one, I think I might have mentioned this here before, one speaker say, you know, some people read the Bible and they read love, love, love. I read the Bible and I read judgment, judgment, judgment. Well, it's true. It's there. We are going to be judged. We're going to be tested. We're going to be tried by our works. Yeah, that's absolutely true. But I believe the central part of it is love, is relationships, because we can't. If we try to work without relationships, it's not going to work. We're not going to succeed. So I just wanted to leave that challenge with us, with you, with me this morning, and pray that we could open our hearts to what God has for us this morning. And I want to, Brother Brian's going to share something. He's got something to share for the children, and then, or whatever he has, I'll let him share it. And then after that, Brother David will be bringing the message. Maybe we could plan on having a standing song between Brian's and the message. I'm not laying my eyes on Kevin, but I guess you're back there somewhere. Oh, there you are. Okay. So let's, I'll turn the time over to Brother Brian at this time.